drive. 959. Making you laugh so hard.
No.
You drop your phone.
Oh my God.
Blowing up your rhythm and beat.
Yeah.
Lynn.
Kumuzo.
And Skumba.
Live on the radio.
Kaya.
On the street.
On the air.
Evanzo, what a song, what a gorgeous song. I think I was just sitting in a restaurant the other day and it was just playing in the background.
Yeah.
And I saw my head moving from side to side like I'm watching tennis.
Mm.
What a song. Evanzo. Who's this?
It's Basi.
Oh, Basi.
Team NSA and Amos.
Oh, okay.
Now, her piano is just grown from the first piano that we had.
Yeah.
The first group of piano that we had.
Yeah.
The Valga in it.
Yeah.
And they... Like, it was just out of order.
Just
but
like quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. One line of nothing repeating over and over again.
But now,
now
there's messages.
It's molded. It's molded.
Yeah. Grand, man. Sure. Like, some songs are gospel wise.
Yeah.
Brothers of you.
Yeah. There's a song that.
Why is it my pinky open?
I
said rap.
Tell you that.
Yeah, and so Youth League had to go and say to our Oscar guys, come on,
it's enough now.
Tone down.
And we talk to Makhayu Begaras.
Yeah.
Out of the arm, tone down.
Kwane.
Yeah.
Dr. Makhayu has a song, 80. Get it for the taka, I tell my cow, we enjoy it.
Get
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
16 minutes past 4, drive 959.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Tuesday. Yeah, kind of sophisticated today. Drive moment. If you had your own humanoid robot, what is the first task you are giving it? I can't say it. The kids who are listening. So, listen, everyone keeps talking about AI, how dangerous it is. But listen, artificial intelligence for me started a long time ago. You know, once there were computers, then computers, you have a car, even a car.
Mm.
Same as, because your car these days greets, my car greets me.
Yes.
Haki, Buller, good afternoon, Tlanzita.
Serious?
Yes, I'm young Willis. Yeah, go to Pumala.
Get out, Tlanzita.
Oh, good, okay, you're table. Why, yeah.
I absolutely knew it was going to.
So yeah, we've seen the rise of technology taking us into the artificial intelligence era. Another technology race on the rise is humanoid robots. Robotics is witnessing significant advancements in humanoids designed to perform a wide range of tasks in various environments. And of course, Elon Musk is the guy who was leading in that department. Mm. But listen, everyone is concerned about them. Me, I'm not concerned because I control it. We are above everything, guys. We are human beings.
But let's say.
Have you seen the movie iRobot? Have you seen it?
Is it Will Smith?
Yes. Have you seen it?
That was a scary
movie. Do you know the uprising of robots?
That was a scary movie.
We are not focusing on it. We're focusing on...
What would it do for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot, Joe. Like in my house, they'll look after the kids. Because you know when these kids are free of... Abba is going next us. They are just... having fun and it's raining outside.
Yeah.
I want those robots to take care of these kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, to look after them. Two, I want those robots to help me when you know and they don't want to talk to you. Yeah, let robots. I'll be communication between me and hello, man.
What madness?
Because wow, what no go squatter on my 3 days. Our kulum. And if we come talk to you, I think you chill.
You didn't think I'm going to be
inside.
For 3 days. Yo. That's a long time.
Okay, you tell you one time. You wouldn't understand. And to drive.
Oh hell!
To drive for me.
Upasana ngayibulala. Upasana will not allow that.
No, my name is Dali Paula.
Okay.
I can play my soccer nicely, knowing very well good. Ne robot telling nele that will take me from la links straight at the pen.
You know, I think that technology is actually nearer than you think, because we do have autonomous cars now that actually can drive you around. You sit at the back seat, or when a fella's driving, I mean, that would freak me out. But one thing, I hate ironing with everything I have. There's one chore.
I can tell.
If there's one chore that must miss me every day, ironing.
Yeah, nice.
I hate it.
Kind of picking my clothes.
Loathe it. So that robot, first duty, is to make sure that my clothes are ironed. Every single day, I've got a freshly crisp ironed clothing item. So that I can go about my life. And I do think that I'm bad with keeping appointments, keeping dates. So my humanoid, every time when I wake up, it must come and tell me, Khumoso, today you've got this appointment, this appointment, this appointment.
Oh, you're bad with that. Eh?
Horrific. Mm. This. And I think I would really, really appreciate it. Don't touch my pot when are you humanoids. I'm not interested in any of that. And lastly, y'all, I think humanoids must come be tutors. Because I don't want to replace teachers per se, but I think tutoring. Because, guys, our kids are doing hard stuff that we do not understand when we get home. So if I have a humanoid that understands those subjects, when I get home, it can do homework with my kids, teach my kids, offer the extra help. I think that's all.
No, that's not all. You forgot one. To hook you up with a boyfriend. Go and search for a boyfriend. You
got
a boyfriend.
Oh, maybe humanoid.
So with me, you know, sometimes, depending how tired I am, when I change my clothes, I tend to like just weigh them on top of each other. Like you'll find like over a period of 3 days, there's a jean on top of another jean, tracksuit pants, and it's just a mess. And it kind of depresses me, because then I have to spend like a good 20 minutes
Trying to find something.
But also having to move these clothes, either get them washed or put them in order in the wardrobe, right? It takes me days. I can do with that kind of stuff. Little Nissan juice. And smooth.
It's once in a while.
Also remind me when I need petrol. Because if there's one thing about men, that's why you find majority of people who get stuck on the side of the road, it's men. Because we are lazy to fill up. No go your toilet. If you can help me with those two.
There's a lot of I'm done.
No. It's time for you to switch off the mic. It is time. Hey.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Have you with us? We appreciate your company. We appreciate your support. It's the Three Stooges on the radio. And the first one is Komuta.
Hello.
Yeah. A.K.A. Muta.
Yeah,
bro. Manawa Styles.
A.K.A. Israeli Parmaiti. That's Nana.
Who's a Nana?
Do you see that it's the little things that really make us smile?
That is so true.
We are not complicated at all.
Arinana.
Imagine.
If Bogusa Molly Nestrating, I will go at it.
Never. Now let's have a girl or a nana go starting. Get out of me
this bag.
How's the tape?
Hi, my friend. To me, I'm a robot. I'm a massage.
Mina, the first task it's not even a first task. It's a continuous one. It's on LM 17. Oh, hi. I can't quit because I'm broke. But at the same time, no, it's a continuous task. I make it look like myself, put my face, everything in LM 17. Simple, mina ngihlala salary ngena kimi.
So, these people are abakwatela for that. Mina, I've never had a woman get upset at me for more than 24 hours. No, but I mean, I feel. Ninjani, ngwatela 3 days. Mina, this never happened in my life. Ngwatela 3 days, Mina.
Because of what?
Bopa.
So I've never experienced that in my life.
So how do you initiate things if ngwatela?
Hey, unfortunately, they're not here. You needed to ask them that question. I don't have to do Jack. I just tell you, ngwatela 3 days.
Once
you've
said
sorry,
you must
come with me. Now we run back.
What?
You must come. We run back. Mister Mbongo.
Oh my word! Aroba loy.
I've never. 3 days. No, 3 days is a long time. Yeah. Mr. Nyati, bang about Quatella for 2-3 days.
I guess so, but I'm not going to say right. That's my toxic.
You don't see the moodiness?
No. Also, my expectation is for people to use their words. If it was on Ektela, I sham. The wrong person at the wrong time in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Yo.
Thank you.
All right.
How much? I'm sorry. Wrong person.
No, I get what
you mean. 3 days is a long time, eh?
Yeah. Oh, I can. But anyways, come on, I'm a robot. If you're not a robot, you didn't against the lion. I mean, I'm going to win trivia for me for 3 months.
Well, it is time for the trivia. It is, of course, the Champions League, so it would be criminal to not talk about the Champions League in the trivia today. And the question is, since you've just heard Unai Emery, who is the coach of Aston Villa, the question is, in what year did Aston Villa beat Bayern Munich to win the European Cup? Was it 1980? 1981, 82, or 83.
That's so close, eh? That's
Jayla. When I was something in me says I'm going to say 81 because I was born 1981.
Okay.
But that game, 82 sounds right.
Is it?
Yeah, because when I was born in 1982,
yes,
they were speaking about this great win.
And you were listening as a baby.
I was listening as a baby. That, oh, is this what happens, you know?
But so do you know the history of this team?
I don't have to.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to help you like I did yesterday.
You did not help me yesterday.
So do listen
you
to
did
me.
Not
1982.
Help me.
Thank you, Skumba.
Okay, what's your answer?
No, you answer.
No, please do.
No, you answer.
I get it, you guide me.
You answer.
So when you were listening to the Sports Bulletin as a baby
as
in
a
1982.
Baby, on my phone.
1982 had a phone.
You're so problematic. Wow.
For the sake of camaraderie with everybody that was born in that year.
Yes.
I'll go. You said 1918, eh?
80, 81, 82, or 83.
I'll go with 80.
Also, 1980.
I'll definitely say that the year that I was born was great.
Yes.
But 81 also seems like a great year.
It was.
But having thought of everything, especially now with 1980 in the bag.
Uh-huh. And 82 in the bag.
I feel like 82 wins.
All right.
That's the one.
063-688-0959.
That's a guy with a gorgeous smile. That's me saying it, you know. Yeah, John Legend. He's got a beautiful smile. Thank you very much. Featuring Andre, 3 days and green light and ready to go. Well, we've been going since 3 o'clock and we continue to go on until 6 p.m. We're talking about robots. If you had your own humanoid robot, what is the first task you are giving it? I already told you. Okay.
Le robot somehow ibe programmed to my body. Gucci mayona, guluze mina.
Yay!
Yoni ele jimini jimi idaiete mina. lose the weight. Ninga diet ngidle noma yini ngiyifunayo yona yenze yonke into, but I lose the weight. Cela lokho nje.
Yo guys, good afternoon. I robot nje. Malinga ngwashela ama fester.
Yay.
Bese lihenga ama kitchen. Yo, ningaba right ngibe grand. Oh Nkulunkulu wami. Uphindile.
Hey, Glenn. Bona lokwatela for the whole month.
Guys, my work involves driving, and unfortunately I hate driving and I have to drive every day. Yo, if I can get a chauffeur, I know that will be good. But I can tell you, with my wife, she will be happy if that robot can clean shame. My wife and cleaning, not friends. That's you guys.
Ukwabona amafastera wakho uthe mana amafastera engcolile la.
Yeah.
Bese babe, amafastera bese skumbuzo, chichela something gang, nezandla zithu. Izandla zami zithu. Angeke ngenze nipheke ngicela ukuthi mamele bengibuza kahle.
Ukuthi nje kune issue yama window.
And because of this weather, next thing is dusty, nini
yani mbuna.
Like is a mixture of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Now, pega amafastera ukuthi mara kwenza kalani kuleni. Bese
So it's funny because I was looking at when I was on Instagram, a Temu ad popped up, and they were basically advertising this gadget that you can use to clean your windows.
One that is magnetized.
Yes.
But it still wants you to control it.
Yeah. You still have to. I get you. The cleaning part is outside.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
magnet is inside, so you move the magnet to clean.
She needs to be in bed. And that thing is in the robot.
Yeah,
you need the robot to do that then.
Yeah, I mean, there's vacuum cleaners now that you program. So when they see dirt, they just come out of their dock.
Dina Lema.
Like a docking thing.
Hold on.
And they clean your room and then Dina Lema.
Take two. Uti ukwenza kalani?
There's a vacuum
cleaner. So it senses more than metal.
Oh, okay.
So amehlo wabona.
Okay, yeah.
It's the sensor system.
Thank you.
So they dock. Dia dula muledi pake.
Uh-huh.
How will it fail? Dia tomo docking.
And they come out
and go back and dock.
I can tell you now for free that those vacuum cleaners are for people that stay alone.
What?
There is no black household that will have that vacuum cleaner irresteal. In a teacher on a VR6. There is no black household that will have a vacuum cleaner that will be just sitting there.
I'm just idling there.
For 4 hours. With black household, manje, vacuum cleaner is with yo, kunini
malfunction.
You know, malfunction.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Take Me Home on Drive 959 is brought to you by Castrol. Introducing the all-new Castrol GTX 15W40 for petrol engines, designed to clean and extend your engine's lifespan. Take Me Home
on Drive 959.
It's a nice song though.
It is a nice
song. This is a nice song.
Really, really nice song. It's just not as popular. That's the only problem.
Take
Me Home
on Drive 959.
It's too clever.
Ibopa is not playing games, Glenn. Still sitting at 74%.
Who did Bopa?
Bopa was done by Melo Sleazy, Fellow Liti, featuring DJ Maporisa, Young Stana, and everyone in that house.
Who did that song? Who did Dipache? So that boy, actually, one day I was in Bryanston at Rockets, and I think he had just finished playing, and he was pressed badly. He wanted to go to the bathroom, but he doesn't know me. It was dark, and unali hainyan, you know. So he says to me, "Hey, bro, where's the bathroom?" So I show him the way to the bathroom. So there was a queue, and he walks away. I'm like, "Turning guys, we're babbling in power," you know.
And he doesn't know.
You sucked your teeth for Glenn.
You know what I mean?
But maybe I'm going to let go.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
yeah. Why are you sucking your teeth for a Grootman?
What is the Grootman doing where they are playing? But the Grootman is supposed to be somewhere in a bowl sinking
course.
Anyway, take me home. Proudly brought to you by Castle GTX 15W40.
Kaya traffic. So there's a stationary vehicle on the N1 South. It's just.
Uta masaje robot no money.
Are you whistling? Yeah, I'll kill these two guys. But we're not gonna make it here.
Drive 959.
Here comes Glenn.
Homozo.
And Skumba.
Again. Watch your speed.
Kaya 959's afternoon rhythm and beat.
On the street.
On the air.
Ntozabantu. Drive 959. Lebo. Lebisto. At 6 minutes to five. Drive moment. If you had your own humanoid robot, what is the first what? But I think we've got 360, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just putting it out there. Ah, well, the people still are sending voice notes when I say stupid.
On Kaza, we do Baba Leba, we correct a live on air.
Kaya 360 challenge.
On Drive 959.
Hey. Kenzito, where are we vandaag?
Kaya 959.
What do you mean, man?
Ah, we've got Matlodi. Matlodi is in Krugersdorp.
Matlodi in Krugersdorp, how you doing?
Not far from the cradle of human what, ne?
Yes.
Yeah. Obona di poko mo, I'm sure, ne Matlodi?
No, you never stop.
Oh, okay. And then we're also in Davidson, we've got Brian.
Matlodi and Brian. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Ah, Brian, Nachola Zero.
Brian, are you there?
How's Kumba?
Yes, I got bonus Kumba, Skok.
How is Kumba? Zero.
Skok, hala, listen, gag. Okay, here are the rules for 360. Skumba is going to be asking you a series of questions. All you have to do is allow him to finish asking the question. Once you think you know the answer, you shout out your name. We'll give you an opportunity to answer. And remember, if you answer two or more questions correctly, we induct you.
We've been laughing a lot in Pete into Abe, but anyway, multiple choice question one. Earlier today on Feel Good with Andy McGondwane, which slang word did Andy use to describe thoughts about impulsive spending? Was it cray cray or delulu?
Brian? Delulu.
What is the delulu that
all of my friends? Brian!
All
right, question two. What animal was seen today at Bram Fisher?
Matlodi.
By the way, after five, we want to hear from people from Bram Fisher. We want to find out what happened to the giraffe. Question three, multiple choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What is the official currency of Australia? Is it the Australian dollar or the Australian pound?
Ryan? Australian dollar.
Australian dollar! No weapon formed against you shall prosper when I'm Ryan.
Congratulations and welcome to the Kaya Listeners Club. Yeah, you stand a chance of winning great things, the super, super great things that are coming up in a festive season when it comes to Kaya 959. So be on the lookout. We might give you a call and say, Brian, I was in the Renaissance, I was in a sister, I was over here, people.
Yo, mina lo robot ni alfuna bagit. I hope lenting is funa. You won't finish 1 minute here or 1 second here. Number one, to do ironing for me. To cook for me. Number three, laba tagati laba abangang fisio loguse. Ata sa tukaba in kamala mi vedim shokumulo morim shana sama zinya shoke geje. Nyaltinga lo robot. Number four, le robot ileni funa uba bo sentini. Yabo na makusha is kati so guta yentini. Sim imkongko tila imo viti ye 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 to do me iti ayi sengkhathe ukubhatala lapho kule ndlela ngiyenzela iti sengkhathe ukubhatala labantwana laba noma ngingafuni senyavuma ngoba bangenzela iti number 7 sishishi boss yami yeyeyeyi ngiyafuna robot leyi abantu ngoba robot leyi lifile ukuthi boss namhlanje ngifuna ukwenza ndivele lipantshisa amavili wakhe astaje lapha until 5 o'clock.
Yeah, no, I see for me there are those tasks that are for hubby at home, and then there are those that are for wifey. And then one day wifey happens to have a headache and suddenly you need to do those tasks. Mm-hmm. Please, can I get a robot for that day? Even if the robot can be on call out for that day. Oh, yeah. Then you ask booze. Can this person who can answer kanjani la ma task?
Yeah.
Abantu bayakwata baba. Yeah. 3 days amanzi amancane. 3 days is small waters, Baba. Hey! Hey!
Drive 959. Making you laugh so hard. No. You drop your phone.
Oh my God!
Blowing up your rhythm and beat.
Yeah.
Lynn,
Kumozo,
and Skumba. Live on the radio.
Kaya.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air.